Message number 39. Christ as the Son of Man walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. Roman numeral number 1. In order to see the vision of Christ as the Son of Man walking in the midst of the golden lampstands, we must be Lord's overcoming messengers, those who are in our spirit on the ground of the church as fellow partakers in the tribulation, kingdom, and endurance in Christ. A. The practice of the church life in the early days was the practice of having one church for one city with only one church. In no city was there more than one church. B. There are four characteristics of our meeting on the genuine ground of oneness, the place God has chosen. 1. First, the people of God should always be one. There should be no divisions among them. Ephesians 4:3. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. 2. Second, the unique name into which God's people should gather is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the reality of which name is the Spirit. To be designated by any other name is to be denominated, divided. This is spiritual fornication. Matthew 18:20. For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst. 3. Third, in the New Testament, God's habitation, his dwelling place, is particularly located in our spirit, that is, in our mingled spirit, our human spirit, regenerated and indwelt by the divine spirit. In our meeting for the worship of God, we must exercise our spirit and do everything in the spirit. 4. Fourth, in our worship of God, we must have the genuine application of the cross of Christ, signified by the altar, by rejecting the flesh, the self, and the natural life, and worshiping God with Christ and Christ alone. C. We are fellow partakers in the tribulation in Jesus. Revelation 1:9. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. 1. In Jesus means that we are suffering and being persecuted as we follow Jesus, the Nazarene, by the indwelling spirit of Jesus, the spirit of a man with abundant strength for suffering. 2. As we are suffering today, the Lord Jesus is suffering in us and with us. 3. We enter into the kingdom through many tribulations. Acts 14:22. Through many tribulations, we must enter into the kingdom of God. 4. But a part of his resurrection, we are enabled to participate in his sufferings and to live a crucified life in conformity to his death. 5. We should not love our soul life even unto death and should lay down our lives on behalf of the brothers. D. We are fellow partakers in the kingdom in Jesus. 1. The kingdom is the church life in which the faithful believers live for their growth in life and transformation in life. 2. To practice the kingdom life, we need to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 3. To practice the kingdom life, we need to care for the sinning brothers in order to recover them. E. We are fellow partakers in the endurance in Jesus. 1. We must resist the wearing out tactics of Satan. 2. When we abide in Christ, we keep the word of his endurance and have the endurance to bear suffering and opposition. 3. We can endure with the endurance of Christ that we have enjoyed and experienced.